I think it's a great offense for tight ends. I think with his pass record in San Diego, it obviously shows that, and the whole room is really excited to see what we can do this season.
Vance has said that there are a lot of different types of tight ends in that room. Is there an advantage to that kind of versatility?
Yeah, I think it helps out. I think it helps more tight ends stay on the field more often, and that's all we're trying to do is get on the field and make plays for this offense.
What did you do conditioning, workout-wise, this offseason? Anything different than the past?
Well, yeah, I actually stayed here, worked out Lauren Landau's spot, and in the past I was actually just pretty much rehabbing from my first year, so definitely different off season than the years before. Yeah, I actually feel the best I've felt since coming into the league, and that's all you can really do is put yourself in the best situation to succeed, and I'm really excited for this season, and I'm ready to get to work.
Naturally, how patient of a person are you, and what have you learned about patience?
How patient?
Yeah.
I'm not very patient. Going from New England to here, I was just inactive a lot there, so that sucked, but going here is great to get on the field, and I'm just ready to move forward and just keep making progress. I just got to keep getting better. I see a bright future, and I'm just really excited to get out there and work and keep getting better and keep staying on the field.
Does it still feel like a good position to you?
No. I mean, technically, I've only really played two seasons at tight end, but no, I'm getting used to it. I enjoy it. I love it, and it's great with the versatility of this offense, and so I like it.
A lot of guys have talked about how complex the scheme is, but with your background at quarterback, how do you think that helps you kind of adapt and learn a scheme that's so rigorous?
Just at quarterback, you got to learn everything, and that's what they're asking us to do here is learn all the positions, and so it really helps me go forward because I've already had to do that in the past, and so picking up offenses isn't really that hard for me, so I'm going good.
You're going to ask Mike to like a throw?
I can't say that publicly. No, I would love to, but we got a good quarterback group going on right now.
What do you think of the quarterback group? And yesterday when we got to watch you guys, it seemed like you were going all out with Paxton. You guys looking good.
Yeah, it was a good day yesterday. Both quarterbacks are playing really well. They're competing hard. They're both fighting for that spot, and they're both looking really good.
AJ, what's the new staff asking of you that maybe the last staff didn't ask of the tight end position?
Just more spread out, more movement and stuff like that. It's like what San Diego did with their tight ends. They had two on the field a lot, Gates and Hunter Henry last year, so he's using a lot more tight ends and then just having to be more versatile. Last year is really just learning the week by week the plays, and so this year it's building on the whole system.
In terms of watching film and other tight ends, are you watching a lot of what San Diego did, or is it more what you did?
Yeah, I do. I have watched a lot of San Diego, but then I also have watched a handful of other guys and just trying to learn the greats that are in the league right now and try to learn from what they're doing and try to put that into my game.
You and Hunter were at Arkansas together.
Yeah, that's correct.
Picked his brain. Have you called him and asked him about this
offense? No, not really. I just when they announced that McCoy was the coordinator, we did talk a little bit about what kind of guy he was and all that, but we didn't get into X and O's, and so none of that.
Anything else for AJ?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, AJ.